You are listening to Concert Blast.
The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit.
Oh. Hi and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson.
Well, here we are down at Riverfront Park, Tom.
Day two of the CMA Fest.
That we're starting out here, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning. Craig Morgan just took the stage. And we got a long haul today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Hopefully the weather will cooperate, but right now it's great.
Will Perry is not here yet, but he's going to be on his way downtown as we are downtown already at Riverfront Park. Are you ready to go see Craig Morgan?
I'm ready for Craig Morgan. You hear him in the background, so we're ready to see you, man.
Okay, let's take off.
Let's do it.
CMA Fest at the Riverfront stage on a Friday.
I'm telling you what, I don't think there's a better performer that could start off the day on CMA Fest as Craig did. I mean, he really rocked and rolled. Look who's up on stage.
Hey, Cowboy Troy just walked out on stage.
Awesome, awesome, awesome performance. So good to see Craig again. Make sure that y'all get a chance to get over to the Music City Center. Craig has an autographed guitar.
And so, as they announced special events going on throughout the weekend, I tell you what, you said that he would be good, but I didn't think he'd be that good.
I'm surprised he was that good. Like you said, I thought he'd be good, but no, he was great. It was really glad.
You've seen him a couple times here at the Wild Horse Saloon.
I have. Great fan base by far. Really singing their songs. Really cool.
I loved how he stopped and they took over the singing, but that was really good.
Well, here we are at the Bridgestone Arena stage where rocker Will Hold is on stage.
Hey!
we're here at the History Channel block, and I just happen to recognize somebody from The Voice. Tell everybody who I'm talking with.
This is Holly Tucker. I was on season 6 on Team Blake Shelton. Sorry,
season four.
My bad, season four. Top 6.
Okay, so, yeah, you made it to the top 6.
Top 6, that's what I meant, yeah.
Because I was at home going, go.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I mean, I think about it all the time.
Okay, now tell me, what was it like working with Blake? He won't listen to this. Go ahead.
He is a goofball, and he's amazing because he'll just make you feel so comfortable. I mean, there's nothing that he won't do to make you laugh.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Is there something that you saw on the television that said, oh, they cut that out, oh, they added that in?
Well, they have to cut out some of his swearing, but other than that, I mean, you know, he's a pretty good individual about being on camera, so.
Yeah, and he's really loose lips at times.
Sometimes, yeah, he'll let out an expletive or two, but it's okay.
So who was his assistant when you were singing?
Well, his mentor was Sheryl Crow on my season.
Oh, so you got to sing with Sheryl?
I did. That was incredible. I can't even tell you. Like, that was great.
So tonight, is it tonight? Blake's at the stadium?
I think so. I've seen him. Yeah. He was also down here on one of these stages, too, earlier this week, and I wanted to see him, but I missed out.
So you're not going to join him tonight on stage?
You know what? I don't think so. But
it would be real nice, wouldn't it?
Let's make a phone call.
Seriously, I mean, I would love y'all forever. Y'all be my new best friend.
Oh, you love us anyway.
I do, too. That's true.
Honey, I know you're about to do another set.
I am.
So, good luck to you in your career.
Thank you so much.
Can the fans find you online?
I have my own website at hollytucker.com, or I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you can just search Holly Tucker and you'll find me.
Excellent.
Holly Tucker, man.
Yeah.
Let's get a good picture together.
Thank y'all so much.
Absolutely.
Hey
Mike, Tom Thompson. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Concert Blast right here in Nashville.
Oh, cool. Right, yeah. I live in Hickorysport, man.
Yeah, I know. You and I met at the Who concert. We sat on the same row. You remember that?
Yeah, I was with John Huey there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great show. And then they had Vintage Trouble.
Yeah, how'd you like them?
They're the most incredible band, but, I mean, the name, come on.
Yeah.
Vintage Trouble. I love them, but I don't know if I could wear a Vintage Trouble t-shirt.
Yeah, well, I tell you.
They're insane. They were opening up. They opened up for Kiss, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Doc McGee's kicking it with those guys.
Oh, yeah, because it's the same management
company. I know, man.
Yeah, of course. But,
that's a good place to be.
You know who you really ought to go see is Mike Arnold and the Music City Rockers.
They're in here?
Oh,
they're in Nashville?
My gosh. Are they good or not?
Mike Arnold.
That's his band.
Oh, that's you? What kind of music do you play?
It's both kinds. It's rock and roll.
Oh, very cool. So,
oh, rock and roll.
I love that.
So look at the camera.
Now what era of rock and roll? Are you talking?
It's more classic.
Are you talking big hair band? Are you talking like White Snake and Cinderella?
Stones.
Okay.
Yeah, Beatles.
I can't see you in leotards and a long wig.
You haven't seen me on a Saturday night, man.
You don't want to.
We're talking to Mike Wolf of the History Channel from American Pickers.
What's the next best thing going on with the American Pickers show?
We're filming season 6. You're going to see more of Danielle on the road.
Oh, cool.
We're going to states we've never picked before. And really, to be honest with you, I just want to take it back to like the roots, you know, as far as like why it's successful, why it's done so well, you know, getting rid of the like Saved by the Bell moments and just like getting waist deep in the stuff, you know what I mean? And so that's my goal this year. I'm the executive producer of the show. I direct the show. And the show is really about a business that I started, you know, over 20 years ago. So I want to keep it authentic as possible. You know, Frank's great. We've known each other since 8th grade.
Yeah.
And then I've known Danielle for like 16 years. And I met her at a garage sale.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's awesome.
She was like buying stuff. And I was buying stuff. And we just kind of connected that way. And she used to have a little junk shop in our town. It was called 4 Miles to Memphis because she has a son named Miles and a daughter named Memphis.
Oh,
and she was painting pictures and making dresses and stuff. And, you know, I've been self-employed for 27 years. I know what it's like. So I'd go in there, buy a dress for my wife or a painting or something, you know, just support the local businesses. And so we just got to be friends. So when she closed that, she was kind of bummed out, and I was like, why don't you come work for me? And she's like, what would I do for you? And I said, you could do the research, because we're going to be on the road filming all the time now. So I taught her what I used to do, and then it just kind of rolled from there. What you see her do is what I used to do on my own. I wouldn't just like randomly drive to New Jersey. Right, I'd have like five or six spots that I would stop.
Right.
So she's been amazing. And actually, when we first started filming at my store, we were talking about this yesterday, they didn't even want to film with her.
Oh, really?
They were like, who's that? They're like, who's that? And I said, well, she works here. And they're like, well, the contract's with you and Frank. And I go, I don't care what you do, but she's working here, and you're going to see her interact with us, and you're going to want to film her.
Good for you.
So yes. Everybody busted out their iPhone, and then they sent that footage to the network, and they're like, film her.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and
great.
If you notice, hey. Season one, she had the leopard print tattoo,
yes.
But she, it wasn't colored in.
Well,
so
gotcha.
As the money started rolling in, the ink started popping. Yeah, now she's like a peacock.
Yeah. Well, the chemistry works with all three of you.
We just be ourselves. It's like you guys, man. You know, you're just hanging out, having fun.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, we're all blessed.
Okay. This is Mike Wolf from American Pickers. Make sure to check him out on the History Channel and check concertblast.com out. Of course, you're doing that right now.
Exactly.
Right, Mike?
Hell yeah.
Walked up on Hunter Hayes doing a spontaneous acoustic set in front of the Schermerhorn Symphony Center. Festival, Nashville, Tennessee, once again to see night number two of the CMA Festival at LP Field.
Woohoo! Here we are.
Tonight, who are we going to have, Will?
We're going to have, first off, we got Travis Tritt.
Then we're going to have Eric Church.
The Band Perry.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean after the Band Perry. Then you have a married couple comes on the last two acts.
Yeah, and it's not Sonny and Cher. It's Miranda Lambert followed up by Blake Shelton.
It's light raining right now. Very light, a little light sprinkle. I look at my phone at the weather forecast that said light rain in Nashville. I'm going, uh-oh.
Feels a lot more humid tonight than it did last night, too. A little muggier.
No, we're ready here, Tom.
Yes, we are ready. Day two, let's rock and roll.
Travis Tritt just took the stage.
Boy, he quickly took the stage, didn't he?
He ran out there.
Wow.
Here to show everybody he's still energetic, I'm sure.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
No looking
doubt.
Forward to this, because I haven't seen him in a long time.
Not about
we?
Either, yeah.
I want to do a little song for you that I hope some of you can maybe recognize. This has really become an anthem for me, and hopefully for a lot of others as well. It goes like this. Yeah, I got lost in the microwave. Got a feeling all kind of shit. Good thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Here we go, this home is true. Feeling really good, that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. Lord, just doing all right.
Great to see Travis Tritt on the stage again, kicking off the party here on the Friday night at LP Field for the CMA Festival.
Hey, Travis is a great act to start off with. I wish they gave him a little bit more time, but they didn't, but it was good to start off with.
It was good, but like you said, there could have been some songs I would have put in there. When Travis does a performance, he needs to always include, here's a quarter, so call somebody who cares.
Oh, I'm surprised.
He also would have been great. That you and I were talking about, if Marty Stewart would have come out and joined him.
That would have been a great special guest for the night.
This place would have come unglued, I believe.
It would have. That would have been a perfect song and a perfect ending song for the first act, too.
And I tell you something else would have been neat, if they were to announce a tour together. Wouldn't that be a phenomenal thing?
That would make a huge difference on their tour, too, man.
And both their careers.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
They both need a little extra jump start, I'm sure.
Will, I think, is back in the photo pit, ready for the next act, who happens to be a guy by the name of Eric Church.
Yes.
We're ready for that.
He will get this place rocking for sure.
I really like Eric Church.
No doubt. He's a great performer and the great crowd entertainer. Like
and a great listener of Concert Blast. And all you have heard us talk about Eric before and heard our interviews with Eric. Eric said that he listens to us on the tour bus. The whole clan does.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, so we got to be careful what we say about Eric now.
Yes, we do. We don't want to chase him off.
He's a really good guy, and he's coming up next. We're looking forward to seeing him again. Stay tuned for Eric Church.
Would you please make welcome Eric Church?
Well, it's church time at the CMA Fest.
Yes, it is. It's not even Sunday.
And here we go with Eric Church.
Here
if I remember, he always has these long intros.
Yeah.
Like Tim did last night.
What's up with that? But hopefully not.
Oh, but he's already out on stage.
Oh, he is.
He slowly walked out.
And no hat either.
No cap.
Wow.
They're the in crowd. We're the other ones. It's a different kind of cloth that we cut from. Let our color show. Where the numbers ain't. Where the paint.
These sleepy street lights on this side of the street.
Woo! Wasn't perfect,
just left the Eric Church pit and his set. I don't know, Tom, what do you think?
We're trying to be nice here, Eric, and if you're listening to this, man.
It was a bad set list.
Very bad set list. You got so many great songs out there that your fans were listening or waiting to listen to, and fortunately, it wasn't there.
Started off with the Outsiders, which is kind of off the wall for me anyway. Then it went into Creeping, which is okay. It's one of his favorite older songs, but to me, he's got more favorite older songs.
Like Springsteen, hello.
Then he went on with some more new music, ended up bringing a special guest, female guitarist, out on stage with him. She had a great voice. The song didn't have a lot of melody. Just wasn't into his set tonight. And it's a shame. So forward to it, weren't we?
Absolutely, man. Eric always puts on a good show.
He didn't get the crowd into it as much. He just did. He did about four or five songs to say goodnight.
And no hat.
No cap this time.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. I mean, to come out there and not do Springsteen, that's ridiculous. But, I mean, I don't know, but they're trying to shorten it up for the weather. We had that problem last year, the last day. Everybody was real quick. But I don't know. It was a pretty weak set list.
So coming up is the band Perry. They never disappointed me. Even when they did a quick set, they came out there and they energized and got everybody into it.
The crowd loves them. I mean, the crowd sings along with all their songs, really gets into it. And they really get the crowd into it by letting the crowd sing back to them. So
I know you're ready for the band Perry, aren't you, Tom?
I love them, man. I can't wait.
Okay. Yeah. Stay tuned. Here comes the band Perry. Well, the band Perry just took the stage.
Yeah.
But they took it off quick. We didn't even get a chance to get up here.
Yeah, but they jump right into it and start rocking, you know? The way it should be.
Here we go with the band Perry.
Brought our family's band to life with this next one. Please help us out and sing it if you feel like it tonight. If I die young,
thank you.
We just saw the band Perry blow this place away. So far, they've won my heart right, for the night.
Oh, no doubt about it. They were fired up and never stopped, man.
Yeah.
What does Will Perry think about the band Perry?
I like the idea of me and Miss Kimberly hooking up. That's what I like.
Oh,
yeah, she's very beautiful. She really knows how to own the stage. The boys do, too, but, I mean, they actually played all their hit songs, which is something Eric Church didn't do when he is.
They didn't push new stuff down our throats.
Right, which is what the crowd wants.
Yeah. Coming up next is one of Tom's favorites. Jason Aldean coming up next.
From the state of Georgia, not too far away. And growing up there, I was obviously a big country music fan, trying to break into the music business. And it made it seem like it wasn't that much out of reach when guys like this guy that's about to join me, when I saw that they were in Nashville doing their thing. it made it seem like it was not impossible to do this. So I want to bring out one of my homeboys from Georgia. Make some noise for Mr. Travis Tritt.
Had a good time with Jason Aldean. Now, let the truth come out, Tom.
Hey, he was still rocking. I loved it when he brought Travis Tritt out. Wow, Homesick's one of my favorite songs.
He really got the crowd into it. The crowd loved him. Everybody sang every word to every song.
Because he did his famous songs. Like, learn from that experience.
Yeah, not mention any names, but, you know.
Yeah, but if I would, it'd be Eric Church.
Oh, okay. But we won't mention Eric Church's name, though.
No, we will. No, because we like the guy, really.
We really do.
We wouldn't want to hurt Eric Church's feelings.
Yeah, so we won't mention Eric Church's name. Coming up next is another one of our favorites from probably ever since we've been covering this event. She was a newbie when we first saw her, and she was literally looking for any kind of press at all. And it's none other than Miranda Lambert. Miranda just took the stage with her pink guitar. This crowd's going crazy.
That's good. It matches her outfit.
She looks really good. Lost some weight.
She does.
Thank you. just watched Miranda Lambert bringing out her friend, Carrie Underwood, for the last song of the night. And everybody loved it. As soon as the lights came on, Carrie Underwood.
That is the best surprise of the CMA Festival so far, man. I tell you.
That was a good surprise because we weren't expecting to see Carrie Underwood at all this weekend.
No, we weren't. But I tell you, Miranda still knocked it out, though. She looks great.
Yeah, she does.
She really gets into the show.
And she sounds great.
She really does.
And she
really
was energetic. Did you see her jumping up and down?
Yeah, she was having a great time on the stage. I mean,
she's been in shape. She got in shape.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
She's ready. If she's touring out there, and she will be, make sure you go see her because she is one energetic lady. And I like her better tonight than I've ever seen her.
I think so, too.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
She had the energy tonight, and she just having a blast out there.
Yes. And she didn't get stuck on her redneck ways or shotgun shooting and fried chicken eating.
No, she didn't this time.
But she did give us a great performance with some classic Miranda songs and brought out a great guest of Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, you couldn't get any better than that.
And as Miranda said in her set, are you ready for my husband?
Which is next?
Which is Blake Shelton. Coming up next, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blake Shelton! She likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. It's a kind of buzz that lasts all night. I'm doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things are whispering in her ear. Oh my, I'm doing what she likes. Like a running thing. A picture perfect moon so bright. But I don't care, I'm looking at you. Where I stand, you can't be with me. Come a little closer, come a little closer, come a little closer. The girl, the way you look tonight. My eyes are the only thing I don't want to take off of you. Come a little closer, come a little closer. Love the way you look tonight.
Talking about drugs, running them red through town.
Well, we just ended another night here. Blake Shelton just went off the stage. He ended it on a great note, didn't you think?
Well, it could have been greater if he brought his wife out to end the show.
She was already out there, so what?
Yeah, but I liked it. I would have liked it.
Yeah, I mean, that was last night. Tim McGraw brought Faith Hill out. That was really cool, and the crowd loved it. And I think the crowd would have loved to see Blake and Miranda as well together. But, I mean, we got to see both of them tonight, so it's okay.
If you look at the total night and everybody you've seen, it was great to see Travis Tritt again, as we already mentioned several times. And then came Eric Church, which was a big major disappointment for us. And then came the band Perry, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, and Blake Shelton. How would you rate them there? Favorites?
Yeah. Well, my personal favorite besides tonight is Blake Shelton by far, but the band Perry came out and they just, you know, brought this house down. They did really, really well.
Tom?
Number one, the band Perry. Number two, Jason Aldean. Number three, Blake Shelton. He was still good there. Miranda, I mean, not too far away from there. I mean, I was very impressed. She had some energy tonight, no doubt about it. Travis Tritt, little disappointing. You know, he's got several great songs he could have played, and he didn't. You know, that was probably the biggest disappointment there. But overall, still a great night.
Well, I agree. Eric Church is the biggest disappointment tonight.
Yeah.
I think Travis Tritt was right behind him.
Yep.
To me, the best was the band Perry, Jason Aldean, and then Miranda, where y'all put Miranda after Blake.
But we missed something. Miranda brought out Carrie Underwood tonight.
Oh, I changed my mind now.
Miranda brought out Carrie Underwood. Because Mike and I were talking, and we thought it was going to be the Pistol Annies. And we're like, well, who is that? And it was Carrie Underwood. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I was expecting the Pistol Annies. And I was lucky to be in the photo pit and stopped right in front of them, waiting for the lights to come on. So it was really neat to be right up front in the photo pit during the whole night, actually. And I know we got some good pictures. We just got to get our stuff together to find it. And I know we got more crummy pictures, but we'll get rid of those. So.
We'll weed up through those, and we'll send you some good ones.
Hey, it was great to see the Virginia crew here tonight.
Yes, it was, man. Very appreciative, too. It's good to see them.
And Christina from Brentwood was here tonight. I saw her as well. It was great to see Lexi again from Luxembourg.
Yeah, the substitute.
I knew that was.
Yeah. So instead of Jenny, it was Jenny's mom. Jenny has to pick up a child tonight. And then has an 8 o'clock showcase. Well, actually, it's a private show. It's not a showcase. It's a private show from out-of-towners coming here for the CMA. So, hey, hats off to her. She needs to get arrested. She's going to be singing that early.
No kidding. No doubt about it. Hey, let's don't forget Mike Wolf.
Mike Wolf was earlier today.
Oh, man.
Throughout the daytime. And we have a video. We haven't looked at it yet, but we have a very good video interview with him as well as an audio. So
lots of fun.
It's going to be a great webisode with Mike Wolf of American Pickers. All right, anything else for tonight? Night number two comes to a close at the CMA Music Fest.
Great night, great day, and I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Tomorrow we start all over again.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe we're already halfway through again this year. I do want to send a special shout-out to any of the photo pit people we have met over the weekend so far. They've really helped us out getting some good shots. So if y'all are listening, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, that's what you get when you get close to them like that, Will.
Yeah, I got a couple winks. I sent a couple winks back.
Got a couple names there, too, Will.
Oh, I got a couple names. Hey,
tomorrow night's the numbers.
That's exactly right.
I was.
Hey, no lying there, man.
Okay, we hear you, Will. All right, everybody. We're closing out night number two and day number two of the CMA Music Festival. This is Mike signing off.
This is Tom signing off.
This is Will signing off.
And until next time, God bless you, everybody.
Woohoo!
Good night.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I didn't get it. My voice is too rough right now.